Gallagher of Oasis, his solo stuff. Some of the first sounds he ever put out as a solo artist post-Oasis. That's off the first album from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds in 2011. Everybody's on the Run. Absolutely solid stuff all the way through on all of his solo stuff, but just not the same magic. You need the brothers together to make the magic, apparently. Before that, we heard Shoot You Down, the Soul Hooligans remix of Stone Roses' absolutely massive song for them. That came out in 2000, and we heard really, really strong stuff from Liam Gallagher and John Squire of the Stone Roses. So kind of a Oasis Stone Roses love fest there for you. We are doing an all Britpop type set today, British indie, in celebration of Oasis coming back together and making a lot of people very, very happy in the process. I wanted to dig a little deeper into the archives of British indie with the Wild Swans. This is called Northern England. Goes out to Oasis for bothering to get the band back together. Enjoy.
Our whispers, I see touch your shore. The clouds move swiftly and we're so small. Compared to it all, like a fly. Nothing to stop my free fall. Down and down I go, and compared to it all, I'm a fly on the wall.
Potato.
Well, the colors when they tell us the haters. Colors are super fragilistic beings. Yeah, the leaders from the ruin of fables. This is the goddess of the serial angels.
La la la, la la la, la la la. Gotta get inside the fever.
Supermarket stocking it, the government is selling it. You can't help but buy it, go on, try it. There's no sense in anyone trying to deny it. There's no doors on this car, you can't get out. No winders on the windows, no one will hear you shout. And no matter how many times you climb up the water spout, the rain will come along and wash you out. Call Britannia, Jesus saves.
Radio Valencia, The Escape Velocity, David James Fraser, your host here until 2 p.m. I mean, I could do this all day, but I've only got another 45 minutes. That was Joe Strummer's Grave by Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire from a single they did back in 2006. Look, I've got like no emotional appreciation of the nonstop cultural references that song is constructed out of, and yet I think it's just like such an incredibly cool song. Like, this is the power of Britpop to make really melodic rock that makes people want to move and be happy and sing, and that is why I'm dedicating these 2 hours today to the genre of Britpop and British indie. For Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire, we heard from Supergrass, Law Song, off of their 2003 album Life on Other Planets. No Britpop set would be complete without a lot of Paul Weller. We heard from The Jam earlier, but that was his solo stuff, a thing he did called Fly on the Wall, which is from B-Side and Rarities collection from 2000. Started off the set from from Wild Swans, which is Ian Brody, who I love because he was involved in producing Echo and the Bunnymen. That came out in 1989. Bring back that spark to Northern England is what Ian Brody asked for, and what the Gallagher brothers decided to do was make that happen. And so, in appreciation, we're featuring them and a lot of other bands and musicians from that genre here on Radio Valencia, here on the Escape Velocity, here today, July 21st, 2025. Back to it with some 80s indie primo stuff from the Primitives.
Sleeping, I could be dreaming. judge, but I've guessed by now. You don't care much these last few months. I found you'll find you don't get too far by being kind to get your wants in life. Is it right to be false with us? And that's nice. She gets more money, nothing for free. Ah, halfway, hey, what is that to me? Beneath my rain goes up enough to ignore. Oh, shut. Telling me to be more civil than the rest, or to make your table off the base. I wish I could be confident enough to tell you I'm not happy, or feeling great about this careless express way you tried to change me. I need you to leave me be. I won't work for you anymore. You need me to be in ways that I don't want. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Skin and bone and hair.
cool stuff from a band called The Cribs, notable for Johnny Marr of The Smiths loving him and wanting to join them. And so they put an album out with Johnny Marr. Of course, we are celebrating the music of the Britpop stuff here on Radio Valencia on the Escape Velocity show today, sort of in honor of Oasis coming back together. And touring and reigniting the genre, I think. Johnny Marr, no set is complete. No Britpop set is complete without some Johnny Marr love. So if you don't know, he's the guy who was definitive in crafting the sound of the Smiths and a big inspiration on Noel Gallagher and Oasis. So Johnny Marr, the Cribs. And before that, we heard from a band that I fell in love with quite a number of years ago, 2009. The band is called Stricken City. Heard a couple of songs, Gifted and Small Things. That's the only album they ever put out. So if you missed it, I think you are probably in the majority. And then before that, we heard from a band called Jasmine Minx, who are a Creation Records band that I... have overlooked up until quite recently. Really great stuff. And, you know, that song in particular from the 80s, 1988, I think. And it's occurring to me as I play a lot of these songs just how seamless this stuff fits together from the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s to right up to today. And that's, I don't know, that's a good thing. That's a really good, cool thing. That's a sound that is intergenerationally relatable, and I love it all. Before that, we heard from Belle and Sebastian, Scottish megastars, in the indie world at least. That's my favorite song by them. It's called I Could Be Dreaming, but for it to really be my favorite, it has to be that version, which is off of the BBC Sessions album that came out in 2006. And we started off the set with a band called The Primitives. They were a big deal back in the late 80s. I don't know. Could be considered, I guess, a sort of flash in the pan. But I saw them at their peak for that album, 1988, A Night in Camden. It's burned in my memory. I wish I could find the words to sort of like have that feeling come out through a microphone. But, you know, like if you know that feeling, you know that feeling. You've had nights like that yourself. I hope if you haven't, then keep trying. Okay, so we are going to move on with a little bit more Johnny Marr love. This is him solo performing a Smith song. Please, please, please let me get what I want here on Radio Valencia.
life I have had can make a good man turn bright. So please, please, please let me get what I want. Lord knows it will be the first time. First time.
to changing me something in my liberty. I watch you look up and watch my fever grow, and I know just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. I'm steady naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Oh, no, 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 no. In my liberty, happiness coming and going. I watch you look up and watch my people growing. I know.
Yeah. whispering into the night.
Radio Valencia, live from the Mission, transmissions from the Mission. This is the Escape Velocity, David James Fraser, wrapping up another week of the Escape Velocity. This week, we did a deep dive into Britpop. Much love for the best indie music, indie rock and roll, and otherwise in the world. If you ask my humble DJ opinion, that's it. The set sort of inspired by Oasis getting back together, hitting the road, and putting smiles on a lot of people's faces and reigniting the genre. In that set, we heard from Johnny Marr singing Smith's song, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, from a single he put out in 2015. We also heard from a band called Felt. That song in particular, Primitive Painters, I have been looking for it for a long time. It's like a song that got stuck in my head and I didn't know who it was. Somehow in my deep exploration of Britpop, I came across this band Felt, and they are a freaking trip. 10 albums within 10 years in the 80s, that song from 1984. Liz Fraser helped out on it, young Liz Fraser, she of the Cocteau Twins, and pretty much the queen of shoegaze. Just lovely stuff. And then Lucky Man from The Verve, from their album Urban Hymns, 1998, I believe. Richard Ashcroft, part of the opening support set for Oasis on their tour. Man, that song just... it sets me right. Like, this whole set. I feel better now. I hope you do, too. yeah, it's summer and things are happening. So don't forget to go get some living done. We also heard from Suede, everything must flow, and indeed it must. All right, I will see you next week on the Escape Velocity here on Radio Valencia. I'm here every Monday, noon to 2. I really appreciate you stopping by. You could be a DJ too on Radio Valencia if you want. Just go check out our website, radiovalencia.fm. Tell us what you have in mind, and you too could be a DJ. All right. Thanks again. See you next week. Radio Valencia, Escape Velocity signing off. After their final concert this last Saturday, July 5th, 2025, set goes out to everybody who